Podcast.
Let's get into it, James. How are you?
I'm good. We've got some news in the water world, huh?
Is this episode number 51?
This is episode number 51.
And there's big, big breaking news in the water world. We're going to get into that later, but let's tease it a little bit.
Real water, water that we tried, wasn't so real.
Not so real. Okay.
And also, I hinted we have beef with Houston's and their
beef
water game.
With Houston's? What happened with Houston's? What, first of all, what is Houston's, James?
Houston's is a steakhouse, 10 the beef pun that nobody got. But
I get it.
Yeah, but they
by the way, their food is delicious, so no knocking.
Food
on
is
their
delicious.
Food. It's a great restaurant.
But their water game is very weak. And I hinted at it in the last episode in the caption because we were going to talk about it, but we forgot to.
So what was your water service experience at Houston's? How did that go down?
It was not good.
So you arrive at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And you get seated and the waiter asks you, would you like some water?
Uh-huh.
To which we respond, what?
Of course, sparkling.
Yes.
Yes.
And
then they bring out 3 already opened Perrier bottles that are small.
Individuals
that are small. They don't have bigger bottles, maybe so they could charge more. And it's not almost flat, but it's a lot flatter than normal Perrier because they didn't open at the table.
That was weird, right?
Yeah, they opened it. They brought them out already opened.
Yeah, that was a little strange.
It
and
was
for
strange.
A kind of middle, higher end restaurant like that, I would expect they'd have a little bit better water game, maybe some different options of some big still and sparkling water for you to enjoy with your meal.
Yeah, and the bottles, they charged for each individual bottle, right?
Yeah, they did.
And each bottle was only 16.9 fluid ounces, the same as this one.
Was it? I think they were even a little smaller than these.
Might have been even smaller, might have just been like 15 ounces something, but
I think it was a 500 milliliter. Is that what this is? Yeah, 500 milliliters.
Yeah, so it was 16.9 fluid ounces. And they charged them individually for it instead of just bringing a big one out. So.
Well, hey, we got some sparkling water with our meal at least.
Yep, and it was a delicious meal.
It was good. Recommend that one.
So that's our beef with Houston's.
And I hear that a certain graduate wants to go to eat some pulpo for his graduation meal.
So today, to celebrate me graduating 7th grade.
Congratulations,
wow,
James.
What an amazing, totally relevant milestone that happened.
You did great. That. Very proud of you. You had great grades and you did it all through the pandemic, just 2 days a week in person for most of the year. So good on you. Proud of
Thank
you.
Thank you. And so basically, what we're going to do is we're going to go to this place called Whole Box, or I heard some people saying Whole Bosch.
James, can I pause you just for 1 second? Because after all, this is the Bubbles podcast. We have all this water in front of us and I'm thirsty. Could you please pour me a glass of water?
Yeah, I can. Do you want to get the worst one out of the way? It's the only one that's a new water alert.
What was that sound? What was that sound?
I said a new...
New water alert, new water alert, new water alert, new water alert.
Okay, so I'm not particularly excited for this water. This is called Oxygen, right? And it has kind of the same components as the real water.
You're getting real water vibes off this one. Let's not slander these guys because we're going to get into real water in a minute here and it's not good.
Yeah, but I mean, it says like the O4, you know, how the real water had the...
The 2, yeah, in the label.
Okay, yeah, so I'm not getting huge good vibes from this because it is, I think, just filtered municipal water.
What have you got there? A liter of water in a plastic bottle. What's it say on the back?
It's distilled water, and then they add polyamic oxygen to it and sea salt, apparently.
Okay, oxygen boosted for faster recovery. Is that what it says?
Yeah, and they have a Stephen Curry sponsorship, so I don't take that how you will.
Anything
Maybe
else about
marketing.
The water source or anything on the back of that bottle?
It's distilled water, so it wouldn't really matter much. much, but it doesn't even say. So.
Well, let's crack it open. Let's get into it, James.
Yep.
Oxygen.
Oxygen. All right. Is that enough for you?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, that's enough for me. That's a little spill there.
That's okay. Little spilt water never hurt anybody.
Don't cry over
spilt water.
Spilt distilled water. Maybe like soak a sauna or something. That's viable. Viable reason to cry.
Yeah, or a Borjami, or ROI water.
I still remember yesterday.
I might shed a tear for a Vichy Catalan.
That sucks.
Oh, man. Oh.
Tastes like plastic and sunscreen.
It tastes like it's come out of the hose.
It tastes like plastic and sunscreen. That's not good. That's terrible. 100 times more oxygen than regular water? That's... It doesn't taste good.
Made from 100% recycled plastic, so that's good.
And also, this doesn't hydrate you, because there's sea salt in it. Right?
The science. Check out our published, double-blind, placebo-controlled study at drinkoxygen.com/science. Okay,
This tastes terrible. It's so bad.
You want a little bit more?
No.
I'm gonna have a little bit more.
Okay.
While I'm pouring this, why don't you give your bottle cap rating?
I'm gonna give it a 1 out of 10, or 1.5 out of 10. Because if you need to drink it, then drink it. But honestly, I think our fridge water is better.
Yeah, it's not gonna get a high grade for me either. It's just kind of a designer distilled water that they've added salt and I guess oxygen into. Mm-hmm. I'm not feeling any better. I think you're better off if you really want something for recovery. Get a good mineral content spring water and drink that. You'll get better electrolytes and feel better about yourself than drinking this stuff. 2 out of 10 bottle caps.
All right. Yeah, so we're around the same range. It's not a good bottle either. Anyway, so back to my graduation lunch thing.
Yes. Hull box?
Hull box or Hull Bosch. I don't know which one it is, but, it seems to, it seems, I've tried it before, it's the, one of the best things I've ever had.
Octopus taco?
These, like, the most amazing seafood ever. I can't even describe it correctly. You need to go and taste it yourself to experience it, but, or to understand it, but... It's like, it's just, everything on the menu is perfectly blended together. Like, all the ingredients just make an amazing medley of flavors, and it's, like, so smoky and sweet, all of the seafood. And they have this octopus taco there that is, like, I would pay a decent amount of money for.
James, it's so bomb. I can't wait.
It's so good. Their tacos have a Michelin star.
And they have, hopefully they're going to have spot prawns too, which I'm hopefully. Really looking forward to. Yeah.
They got a Michelin star. That's crazy to think about. A seafood taco spot where, it's pretty expensive tacos. I mean, it's not like the most expensive ever.
It's in a food hall. It's not that bad, right?
Yeah. And it got a Michelin star for that.
Wow.
And it's crazy. It's not even like by the beach or anything. It's in like middle of LA. Well, not middle, but it's in LA.
Yeah. Huh. What are we going to do after that?
After that, we're gonna go to the car museum.
Yeah.
In LA, I forgot what it's called. Peterson Car Museum. Yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
That should be cool. I've been wanting to go there for a little while, and should be pretty fun to see that.
It should be.
It's a famous place. A murder occurred there.
Yeah, wasn't it Biggie?
Biggie, yeah. Biggie was shot right out front of there.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Sad. Back in the '90s.
Yeah.
Gangsta rap wars, East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah, okay.
Tupac, Biggie.
Yeah, this is a non-explicit podcast about water.
Well, if you want to get into 90s gangster rap wars, I'm your guy. I've got all the answers. Or just go listen to a podcast about it.
Yeah. Don't click off of this one, though. Not yet, please.
So, James, please, there's breaking news in the water world.
Yes, and we need to pull something up real quick. So we will be right back.
So, James, there's this company, and we reviewed this water on an earlier podcast. I'm not sure which episode it was, But I do recall we didn't like this water. It was not good.
We didn't. It was nasty.
But beyond nasty, this company, Real Water, is a real bad actor in the water world.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Dangerous. Getting people sick, and someone actually died. So I've got actually one of the articles pulled up here. So a consent decree shuts down production of Real Water because of violations and link to outbreak. A federal, and this is June 2nd, 2021, a federal court permanently enjoined a Henderson, Nevada company for from preparing, processing, and distributing adulterated and misbranded bottled water. In a complaint filed on May 19th at the request of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, the United States alleged that AffinityLifestyles.com, Inc., and Real Water, Inc., along with company officers Brent Jones and his son, Blaine K. Jones, violated the FDA and Cosmetics Act by distributing adulterated and misbranded bottled water. So what happened here, James, is these guys had an outbreak. There was a hepatitis outbreak attached to people, and the only commonality that all these people that got hepatitis and got sick was they drank this Real Water. So the FDA honed in and started an investigation on them. And guess what? Number one, they failed to cooperate. They didn't want to get involved with the FDA. They were scared for whatever reason. They failed to cooperate. Come to find out, a lot of bad things were going on at this company. You want to hear a little bit about it, or do you know some of it?
I don't know. I want to hear about it. Yeah. That's okay. Terrifying in its own already.
Okay, so number one, and you know, we can go on about this article here, but number one, their business practice was to buy pretty cheap, low-end municipal water. So, and their actual source, I looked it up, was a place I believe in Tennessee, and I looked up the water quality scores of the municipal water they were using, and they're pretty bad. Like, they're right on the limits of what's even acceptable under FDA just for the source municipal water that they brought in. So they took that water. They trucked it out to their plant in Nevada, and then inside their plant, they were rebranding, repackaging this water as Real Water, right?
Yeah.
And selling it for home use and in stores. And, you know, we found it in Southern California, no problem, and reviewed it on this very podcast. However, their plant had some pretty bad practices going on. So there's something called good manufacturing practices, which is what all food and beverage manufacturing companies have to follow. You know, it's the basic hygiene standards for handling human and pet food and producing food under the law on how we keep things clean and sanitary and wash our hands and wear hairnets and all these types of things, right? And they had some pretty significant failures there. So they weren't handling this water properly and ended up getting many, many people sick, and one person actually died. So this investigation took the FDA a little while, but finally this week, the company was permanently shut down. So thank this is a big God. Win. Thank God.
And spooky music there. Wow.
Yeah. So I posted about it on our social media, James, and I wanted to share some of the comments that we got on the post on our Instagram. Milo, our friend, the water sommelier in London, commented, taking regulated municipal treated water and then converting it into bottled drinking water that causes harm to the community. You should be ashamed for disrespecting water like this. I'm lost for words and your actions suck. I can't agree more, Millen. Very good comment there. And Fine Liquids, I'm guessing this is Pat, just one word, bad. And then also our friend Martin Reese commented on it, our water sommelier here in our hometown in Los Angeles. He said he called this company out several years ago, terrible. So he's been watching this for a while and seeing and calling out a lot of these companies with the bad practices. And it's great to see the FDA cracking down, you know, this whole branding of water and how bottled water is processed. It's a big concern.
Yeah. Still not happy that there's a maximum amount of bug particles you can have in your liquids. That should be zero, but
it should be zero. So just to put a point on this one, you know, and I've read a lot of FDA recalls and you know, notices from the FDA. And the thing about this one that really got my attention is that the FDA says actually right in their in their recall that no one should drink, consume, or sell this water ever. It's terrible. Like, they were very, very strong about that, and it's been totally recalled now. So that's real water.
Yep, and that's real life, I guess. I mean,
some bad actors out there, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Some bad, bad manufacturers.
Yep. Well, let's get on to some good manufacturers.
So, let's get on to some good municipal water. I wanted to talk about our tap water, and I wanted to do something I think we did a little while back when we first got the SodaStream, which is SodaStream, right? It's a like our fridge water SodaStreamed.
Yes.
Compared to our fridge water normally. So should we taste it?
We should absolutely taste it, James.
Which one do you want to start with?
Why don't we start with the non-carbonated, and then we'll go to the carbonated.
Yeah, okay, so finish up your glass real quick, and then let's get into it. Okay, oh, man.
That's good. A little bit for me. Thank you.
It spilled quite a bit, but that's okay. Cheers.
That's pretty good water, James, I gotta tell ya.
It's better than the oxygen we just had. It's better than that water. It's like, I mean, it's filtered water, of course. It's filtered municipal water. But even then, you can tell differences. When you just, like, chemically process this stuff and try to make it better, like, try so, so hard to make it better, it never works. It never works. Honestly, at this point, just sell municipal water. Because, like, you're not changing it for the better. So that was pretty good. Let's compare it to the carbonated now, huh?
Let's do it. Yeah, the Orange County Water District, the water is pretty great. All right, carbonated with the SodaStream. The same exact water. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, that's a light carbonation.
Yeah, you know, I think the carbonating bottle, the CO2, is almost empty. So it's just, this is very lightly carbonated. We have to switch out the bottle in the SodaStream.
How long ago did you make this?
I made this yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It's...
Yeah, so it's lost a lot of its bubbles. It's not those robust bubbles that we like.
Yeah. It has a nice flavor, though.
It has a nice flavor. I'm going to call it a fail.
Yeah.
Bottle cap ratings on the... First, the still and then the sparkling Orange County Water District water.
Still gets a 4 out of 10. Sparkling. I'm going to go off sparkling how it normally is, not under these circumstances, because that's kind of, like, unlucky.
James, I'm feeling generous, and also I'm feeling very grateful that we get to live in an area that we have plentiful, delicious water coming right out of the ground into our tap. I'm going to give the Orange County Water District water 10 out of 10 bottle caps.
But, okay, well, it's not the best water we've had, though.
It's not the best water we've had, and I get that you can't really compare it to a Vichy Catalan or, you know, a Borajami or a very high-end sparkling water, but we're pretty lucky to have this abundant, copious amounts of good water coming right out of the ground of the Orange County Water District. 10 out of 10.
I can agree with that, but I don't think that's a fair rating, because I mean, you're not judging the actual water, you're just judging the abundance of it.
Yes. And I'm judging based on my gratefulness for it.
Okay, I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 10, and I'll give the sparkling normally I'd give it like a 6.5 out of 10.
Okay, it's if it was good. Properly sparkled up with the right amount of bubbles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's nice.
What's next?
Well, next I think we should do Perrier. Okay. But I don't know about you. I've got to take a little break real quick.
So, James, the 10 out of 10 rating, you know, is based on rating tap water against tap water. I've been a lot of places in this world. All around many, many countries, and especially in the U.S., many, many places in Canada, and you get some good tap water, but this is right up there. There's some bad tap water out there, too. Those poor people in Flint, Michigan, that were getting sick from poisoned tap water, And, you know, there's lots of other areas in the U.S. and around the world where it's just not abundant and it's not good. And the systems are not properly filtered and or taste good even. So 10 out of 10 against tap water.
Okay, yeah. So just to clarify, it doesn't mean 10 out of 10 for bottled water. It's not like you should go out there and buy Orange County municipal water.
Although
for, like,
I bet those bad actors at Real World, at Real Water, if they had bought some Orange County water instead of that other water that they did and processed it properly, they'd probably still be in business.
Yeah. All right, so we have Perrier next here. So almost all of these are just kind of classic waters that we have a lot, except for the Oxygen. So let's see, this is Perrier.
I've been drinking a lot of Perrier lately.
Yeah, I love Perrier. I've been drinking a lot of ginger ale because we got a 12-pack and it's my weakness. But
they started stocking Perrier in the vending machine at my work, so I find myself almost every day going down for at least one bottle of it.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice water.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, it's good. Good
is
stuff.
This one's a little flat.
Instead of cheers, we have to say salut, because it's French.
This one seems a little flat, doesn't it?
No, I like the bubbles. Bubbles seem good. Could be a little bit colder, but I think it's been sitting out for a minute. We don't have our thermometer here with us today in the studio.
I was just chewing some dried ginger before to try and cleanse my palate. I might be a little numb or something.
Is that a good thing to do? To when you want to cleanse your palate before a water
tasting?
Completely
cleanse my palate. I was chewing like a high flavor sugar-free watermelon gum for like 30-45 minutes before this podcast, and I needed to cleanse my palate quick, and that's what I do. I find some ginger or something of that sort. Like, I did celery once.
Oh, that's a good one.
To cleanse my palate if I just had something that's strong in flavor.
Have you ever had a lemon sorbet to cleanse your palate?
No.
That's a good one.
Sadly, I haven't, because we don't
You're
buy
missing
sorbet.
Out, buddy.
Well, we don't buy sorbet. I don't think I'm missing out on much, because we're going to Holbox. Oh, we're going to get this amazing dish. I forgot the name of it, but it's like a ton of scallops and avocado and then spot prawn and spot prawn heads.
Yeah, I'm going to eat the head.
I'm excited for that.
Are
Me
you
too.
Gonna eat the head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have to share it with someone, but
well,
it's going to be very tasty.
I'll eat the eyes too.
Yeah, of course. I'll eat the eyes. You think I'm going to eat the head but not the eyes?
I forget, James. Where do you come in on uni?
I love uni.
You love uni, right? You're down for some uni.
The producer doesn't like uni.
Some fresh Santa Barbara uni?
I love uni. Yeah.
Me too. It's bomb.
It's so expensive.
It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, it's so expensive because it's so labor intensive.
Yeah. It's once in a while. It's a treat.
Uh-huh. Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice and creamy. Yeah, I've got to be a little numb or something because I'm not getting much. Here, you want to try mine?
No, it's
because
the same. So I just drank all mine. It came from the same bottle.
Yeah, I'm just getting small bubbles that aren't very robust for some reason.
How many times do you think we've bottle cap rated Perrier?
I don't know. A lot.
This is episode 51. It's probably been bottle cap rated like 6 times already.
Like, I'd say double digits now.
Could be.
Really. I'm going to give it, I don't know what's up with me right now, but I always know my stance on it is anywhere between an 8 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10, depending on the time. And I really love Perrier. It just keeps growing on me and growing on me. I'm going to give it a...
I'm smiling and nodding, James, because I'm 100% aligned with you, you know. It's a go-to. If you can get it, you just grab that Perrier. It's better than getting a Dasani or something out of the fridge. For me, I'm just going to give my rating. It's 8 out of 10.
Do you know if these bottles are made of recycled plastic?
Oh, let's find out about Perrier's sustainability.
If they're sustainable, then it gets a 10 out of 10 for me. If not, they get a 9 out of 10.
Okay, well, while I'm looking that up, why don't you crack our last water?
Our last water? Okay, I need to finish up my Perrier quickly.
Well, while you're doing that, James, I have a website up here that is perrier.com/US/sustainability. And we can find out a little bit about Perrier's sustainability from this site. You want to read that?
At Perrier, we have always been driven by an extreme thirst for life, which forms the cornerstone.
Cornerstone.
Of our communication. Today, that passion is inspiring us to address one of the biggest challenges our societies are currently facing, global warming. By breathing fresh life into our long-established signature, De l'air, la vie, our new campaign also underscores our commitment to help build a more sustainable world, pledging to help safeguard the quality of our water and air is also a pledge to help safeguard life itself.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. So, I guess they are sustainable, and since
Are they? What did you get about that? Okay, so here's something. We are committed to becoming carbon neutral by 2022. So that's coming right up. That's not bad.
That's coming up.
In order to achieve this goal, we are going to reduce and minimize our carbon emissions across our entire value chain from packaging and design, production, including transport and factory emissions, to our products, end of life. We will also support carbon capture projects within the ecosystem and beyond. So
okay, so this, I'm going to give them a 9.5 out of 10 because they are in a gray area right now.
Yep. So on the 1 liter bottles in 2020, 25% of the plastic is recycled. On the 500 milliliter, 20% recycled plastic. And then on the, I guess, is this glass? I don't know. 25% recycled plastic on those other bottles. 2025 objective, at least 50% of recycled plastic across all Perrier bottles. Okay. So they got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. So 9.5 out of 10 for me.
I'm sticking with an 8. I think they need to move quicker on their sustainability goals.
Yeah, they're a big company owned by a gigantic, gargantuan company. So
what's next, sir?
Well, I mean, it was kind of an episode for Classic Waters, right?
It has been so far.
How is it gonna be a Classic Waters episode without the reason we started this podcast?
The OG.
The reason we started this podcast and one of the reasons we continue.
Topo Chico. So, you know, we almost ran out of Topo Chico in this house.
No!
Believe it or not.
No.
Yeah, we were able to find some, but there wasn't very much available this week around.
I think we've had at least one bottle of Topo Chico in the household at all times since the past year.
At least, yeah.
Right?
Are you going to crack that bottle open or just sit it down there and look at it?
Well, of course I'm going to crack it open. There we go. Topo Chico.
Sounds refreshing.
These sound like good bubbles. This sounds like something I'm gonna really enjoy. All right. Oh man, what is up with me today?
Cheers.
Yeah, there is something wrong with me. I'm not getting much carbonation. I think my tongue is numb or something.
I'm getting good carbonation on this one. Nice bubbles. Like little needles.
Yeah, there's something up to me. I could up with me. I think I could chug this right now if I wanted to. This entire thing.
Do it. Double dog dare you. Chug it.
Okay. If the gain goes down completely for a second, just know that it's because I just chugged.
Go James. Go James.
And it is almost impossible not to burp. So.
3, 2, 1. Chug, 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 chug. James is chugging it, and he's done.
Oh man.
How was that?
Oh, it's good.
Don't burp on mic.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying not to do, but I don't know how that's working out for me. So, goodbye for like a couple seconds.
Can you burp your ball cap rating?
All right. Gain is back on. Yeah, I didn't want to do that on mic, but
what's your bottle cap rating?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
It's Topo Chico.
We've got a 10 out of 10, a perfect 10.
Yeah, you too, right?
And crushable, right? Chuggable, crushable?
Yeah, well, at least when your tongue's numb.
I'm going to count some bottle caps out here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, All 10 of my bottle caps going to Topo Chico.
20 out of 20 for Topo Chico. 10 out of 10 average for Topo Chico because it's Topo Chico and Topo Chico is life. Topo Chico is death.
Topo Chico is everything. Well, good mineral water, you know, it's good for you. Makes you feel good.
Yes.
Ditch those sugary sodas and reach for a bottle of either Perrier or Topo Chico or whatever your favorite is.
It makes you feel good if you didn't just chug an entire thing on a podcast and you have to not burp on mic. I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, if they want to get a hold of the show, James.
Yeah, you can do that by heading over to TikTok and searching up at the Wills Podcast. You could see Booney, who is no longer with us.
Oh, poor Booney.
Poor Booney. You could also check out our Instagram, which is also at the Wills Podcast, which is a little more lighthearted and not a bunny that has passed now.
Yeah, and you can get that article about the Real Water Company getting shut down on there.
Yeah. And you can get, like, behind-the-scenes photos and stuff like that. Not really much to see here. It's a laptop and
hey, don't downgrade our podcast studio. It's pretty badass.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's a bedroom. Yeah.
They can also leave us a message on Anchor?
Yeah, they can do that by hitting the little voice message button at the top of our page.
And thank you to everybody that's been interacting with us on our social medias. We would also invite you to please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. We prefer 5 stars. And send us a little comment on there. We'll read your comment on the podcast.
And also shoot us a message at thebowlspodcast@gmail.com.
Until next time.
I'm
Hall. What's Bosch, your name?
Steve. Whole Bosch. Steve. James.
Let's go eat some pulpo.
Okay, I'm Steve.
I'm James.
This has been
Bubbles.
Bubbles. Bubbles. Bubbles. Bubbles. Bubbles.